아, 소나 나도 드리는 거지.
Cinderella? These few words are different from the way my godbrother has put the book together. Yeah. But everybody, every other book and everybody thinks Cinderella. Yeah.
Cinderella, the Cinderella. Nadapati hari kirtanane
Shana shana hari kurala Nadapati hari kirtanane
Sundara bala Nadapati kurala Nadapati hari kirtanane Thank you.
Krishna ekathanuhe nirubanam maje bansi vajare. So Radha and Krishna, they're not two, they're one. It's like there's one verse that Prabhupada always quotes from, Chaitanya Charitamrita. You see Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first 14 verses, very important. If you can memorize these first 14 verses, they're very, very wonderful verses. It's either 4 or 5, I can't remember just now. He says, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikati Ladini Shakti Rasmat. ekatmanavapi bhuviparadehavedam gatoto chetanyakyam prakatam tadvayam chaikyamatam radha bhavaduti subalitam nomi krishna sarupam. So Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikitir Ladini Shakti. Pranaya means loving pastimes. Again, those loving pastimes between Radha and Krishna, Ladini Shakti Rasmat, this has nothing to do with material world. Just like generally, we are all interested, all the movies, all the books, everything is about pastimes of young boys and young girls. It's like when you go on the train in India, you see everybody's reading what? Manohar Kanya. But don't think Radha and Krishna's pastime is like that. Ladini Shakti Ratma. This is manifestation of Ladini Shakti. Just like sometimes people, they challenge that why are you worshipping God who's dancing with other people's wives? They challenge like that. Even sometimes in West, the Christians, they read something, Krishna books, so they know something. So you're worshipping God who's dancing other person's wife. But who is Patni? We have to understand. Patni means that within her heart, only her Pati Dev is there. So we see inside all of our hearts, who is there? Krishna. We are all the wives of Krishna. So the question is not why Krishna is dancing with other's wife, because we're all wife of Krishna. Why you're dancing with other person's wife? That is the real question. And then he tells secret thing. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Ladini Shakti Rasma Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Pada Deha Vedam Gatoto. Again, this little word, Sanskrit, api. Oh, we found it here. Very tiny words. But when you put it, that other word becomes very heavy. Ek atmana vapi. They are certainly one soul. Lekin deha bedam. Like we're studying this achintya, beda be. They have divided. In do deha. Two bodies. One soul, but two bodies. Manifesting in two forms, let us say. So here says Radha Krishna Ekatanuhi Niruvanamaji Bhanti. That same Krishna who's playing his flute in the middle of Niruvan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiya. He's the same. Therefore it says how to understand. This is very deep philosophy. How we'll understand. So he says, what is that? Chaitanya Kyam Prakatam Aduna. Just like we know this word Adunik in Hindi, modern. So 500 years, that is modern. When you, Brahma's one day is 4,320,000,000 years long. So 500 years is modern times. So in this modern time, tadvayam chaikyam aptam chaekyam. Those two, they have again become one. Chaitanyakyam, that is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanyakyam, Prakatam aduna tadvayam chaekyam aptam. They have again become one. Only by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he tells even more secret things. We were discussing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Cham Sundar, he is Gaur Sundar. So what did he say? Radha Bhava Duti Savalikam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. He's Sri Krishna. We are offering our obeisances. Nomi Krishna Sarupam. But Radha Bhava Jyuti Suvalitam. He has decorated himself with the bhav and luster of Srimati Radhika. Therefore he is Gorsami. So Radha Krishna Ektanuhe Nidurvanamaji Bhanti Vajave Visvarupaki Prabhuji Sali. That Visvarup, we know Lord Chaitanya's older brother was Visvarup. So he came along with Visvarup and where Prakat. Where did he appear? Nadia me, in this very beautiful place in Bengal, which is very green, just like emerald green, and Ganga has divided into so many branches and made nine little islands, like nine little emeralds. In the middle emerald, that is Sri Mayapur, and this little middle emerald of Sri Mayapur, Nimai Pandit has taken his appearance. And by his mercy, we're seeing all these places in Braj. Because he himself manifested many places, and he sent his six Goswamis and Bhugarbha and Loganath Goswami to find all the places of Krishna's pastimes. So, what song we'll sing tonight, huh? You could Jai Radhe Jai Radhe, so we do Madhava Madhana Madhava. And we'll do a nice melody tonight. Different melody. So, the song books. The song by verse books.
Yeah.
More songs.
More songs of Vaishnavacharya.
More songs of Vaishnavacharya down there?
Yep. Go down. Let's see Madhava Madhava.
This one?
Yes.
Hey, Madhava. Yeah.
This is a very sweet, different melody, and different way of singing. So, listen closely to see how we sing differently. Kind of going to think it's weighing him down too much.
Let me see what I can tighten this.
Yeah. My Swiss Army knife, if you can't get it. Give you a few material possessions that I keep. One is a little mag light. This light is always going. And the Swiss Army knife is always very convenient. Jai Madhava Madana Murari. Jaya Keshava Kalimala Hari. Jaya Madhava Madana Murari. Jaya Keshava Kalimala Hari. Jaya Madhava Madana Murari. Jaya Keshava Kalimala Hari. Jaya Madhava Madana Murari. Radhe Shyam Shyam Shyam, Radhe Shyam Shyam Shyam, Radhe Shyam Shyam Shyam, Radhe Shyam Shyam Shyam. Kundala kundala Hari kala Kalle sahe Adanti mala Kalle sahe Adanti mala Yatsadikini Marihari Yatsadikini Marihari Yatsadikini Marihari Yatsadikini Marihari Yatsadikini Marihari Yatsadikini Marihari Jai 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 Jai
Thank you. Thank you.
us. Why do you do like that? Actually, there's Shastra Praman for this. Because just like, if you have to get something from a deep place, just like sometimes in Brajbandha or Prakama, we told you about hand pump. Some places we go, not even hand pump is there, well is there. Now, especially our Western devotees, they don't know the village technology. It all seems very simple. The bucket is there, rope is there. You tie the bucket with the rope and you throw it down in the well and the rope is going and through your hands like this. Now bucket, well, bucket, rope, everything gone in the well. Now what do? We have to give 100 rupees to the ashram to buy a new bucket and rope. No. They have one rope with so many hooks on it. They go down, they hook on that bucket, and then they pull it up. You have to know the village technology. You can't just throw the rope and just let it run through your hands and it'll burn. Huh? You better learn this. So, to get something from a deep place, then we need hook. So this Ra Akshar, he's very crooked, like a hook. Especially in English, you know. This R, he's very crooked, like a hook. So this body is like a deep well, and it's full of pap. Deep well full of pap. So to get all that pap, we need a hook, Ra. Now, according to the music Shastra, this Ra sound, he goes down. Ra.
Ra.
You can feel it going down, no? So, let me say, Radhe. This akshar is aspirated, means Radhe, something coming out, out, out. Radhe. And you hear this sound goes up, huh? Radhe.
Radhe.
You can feel this sound is going up. Radhe, this is going up. So we send that Ra down there, hook all of this pop. Then, hey, we pull it all out, 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 out. Sham. Now there's Ma Akshar. The mouth becomes closed, band. Band ho jate. Don't let it come back. Now you pull it all out, now don't let it come back. Jai Jai Shri Ram. Now don't let it go. So there's a few more verses, but we don't want to take too much time, so that's why we cut some verses. So today we promise to go to Nandagam. So this Nandagam is actually a hill. It's Parvati. Nandeshwar Parvati. So actually Lord Shiva, he came to Braj and he performed great penances and austerities for many thousands of years. Which type of year? Do you know? Demigod year. You know how long is demigod year? One day is equal to 6 months. One night is equal to 6 months, day and night equal to 1 of our year. And 360 of those types of days, 1 year. Then thousands of those years. So then Lord appeared and asked, what is it that you desire? He said, I know that in the Dwapar Yug you will perform your pastimes in Braj. I want to be able to see those pastimes. So if I could become a hill or a stone, then he thought, maybe I'm asking too much. Even just some dust, which dual banjai. Lord said, why become dust and stone? You become a hill. And my Baba will make his palace on top of my hill, then you'll see all the pastimes of Braj. So this hill is incarnation of Lord Shiva. Then tomorrow we go to Barsana. Barsana is incarnation of? Brahmanji. And Govardhan is incarnation of Vishnu. So all three have come. So this is Nandeshwar Parvati. Now, from our Vrindakun, we have a very beautiful view of this Nandeshwar Parvati. And our Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, we were telling yesterday, he wrote what song? Gurvastaka. Now you know, right? So, he also wrote one book, Braj Riti Chintamani. It describes whole prakama of Braj. And there he says, Tattachurabhutam aparashobam nandi saram saruganā vadanti nandi saram yam taniri rupam sinanda rajalaya rajamanam. So when he says tat, he's referring back, he's talking about Vrindavan. So he says of that Vrindavan, Shirabhutam, the crown of that Vrindavan is this Nandeshwar Parvat. Previously Giriraj was described as the Tilak of Braj. And Nandeshwar Parvat is the crown, the Mukut of Braj. Nandisaram Sarugana Vananti, not that Vishwanath Chakravarti alone is saying, you Sarugan Vananti, you Sarugan Batati. Sarugan Vananti. Nandisaram Yamta Didi Rupam, it is the self-same form of Lord Shiva. He has become the seal, Nandeshwar Mahadev. Sri Nanda Rajalaya Rajamanam. So you know Karyalaya, here he says Rajalaya. Palace. Sri Nanda Rajalaya Maha Virajmani. Sri Nanda Rajalaya Rajamanam. Nanda Maharaj's palace is resting on top of this. And every day at Vrindakund, we'll go there in a minute, in the Rajbhogartik, we sing this very beautiful Nandeshwar of Vrindadevastakam, also written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So he must have turned around and seen Nandeshwar Parvat from there, because then he wrote this very beautiful Nandeshwar Astak. And the view that you see from Vrindakund is exactly what he describes. Yatra vrajadi pepura pratima prakasa prasada mura kalaso parinitta rangi barhikshate buvijaya gajaketa bhuto nandisharam samaramandam mudam dadatu. Yatra vrajadi pepura pratima prakasa. In that place, the king of Raj, Vrajadipe, Pura Apratima Prakasha, is unparalleled poor village Prakasha. Where's our Prakasha today? He didn't come. Alright. Yatra Vrajadipe Pura Apratima Prakasha. Unparalleled, Apratima, unparalleled villages shining on top of the tree. And now some devotee has come. Now he is no more, so his work is unfinished. But he covered whole temple with white marble, so it just shines and shines like anything. Yatra vijadi pepura pratima prakasha. Prasada murda kalas opari nittarangi. On top of the palace, there's a dome. On top of the dome, there's kalas. Kalas upari nittarangi. Something always dancing on top of the kalas. What is that? Barhikshate bhuvi jaya dojake to bhuto. You know barhi. Barhi means peacock. Ikshate to see. Barhikshate or bhuvi jayadvaj. You know jayadvaj. It's like you all know jayapataka, same thing. Huh? Jayadvaj, jayapataka. We have one other god brother from Argentina named Jayadvaj. It's a very wonderful jayadvaj akhetu bhuto. Very wonderful. A victory flag, we can always see dancing there on top. Sometimes peacock dancing, and from Vrindavan you see the flag always dancing in the wind. Parikshate guvi jayadvajaketu bhuta nandisharam samaramandam udamda. May that Nandeshwar Parvat give us always unlimited amounts of happiness. So Mahaprabhu was doing his prakrama of Braj. He came to Nandagam and he asked everyone, are there some deities here? And they said, yes, on top of the hill there's a cave. Inside the cave there's a very tall man, there's a very dainty lady, and in between, very beautiful child. So Mahaprabhu climbed the hill to the cave, and there he saw this big deity of Nanda Baba, with a nice pagri on top of his head. And little dainty lady was there, Mother Yasoda. In between was Nanda Lala. And you may have seen that picture in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu is just caressing the form of that little boy. I posed for that picture. There were, you know, the, in Leelamrita there was a big marathon. Yeah? So Jadarani was, I was in LA one day. I was president of Portland, Oregon, in northwestern part of America. And I happened to come to LA and I was walking down the street and Jadarani, she didn't know I was temple president. She just said, "Hey you, come here, grab me." And I posed for that picture. There's one Mahaprabhu jumping in the boat, you know. He's jumping and everybody, what's going on? Another one, you know, Gadadhar Pandit is fainting because Mahaprabhu is going away. So I posed as Mahaprabhu, pointing, you know, please catch him. He's falling, you know. And falling, I had to fall down at least 5 times to get the right picture, you know. So I posed for all these pictures. That was the picture I posed. Because nowadays, when we go there, we see very interesting darshan. Because now Krishna and Balaram both are there. And we go on top of the palace, big palace is there. Then we see Nanda Baba with big pagri on his head and Mother Yasoda. In between is Krishna and Baldava. And Baldava is on Baba's side because he's got too much love for Baba. And Kaniya, he's on Mother Yasoda's side because he's got too much love for Mother Yasoda. Now when you see them, you will see they're both are black, both have same flute, same crown, same dress, same everything. Same to same. Only if you look very closely, you can see that Baldao, he's a little bit bigger, and his eye is a little reddish from drinking too much Biruni. Yeah? You can see the difference. Now if you ask, the Pujaris will tell you, there's a so many reasons they will tell. One is that Baldao, he's the older brother. So older brother's duty to protect the younger brother. So he takes the sandalwood and burns it, makes it nice, gets a nice black ash, and he covers his face with sandalwood ash and his arms and everything, and dresses exactly like Krishna, then the Rakshasas can't tell who's Krishna and who's Baldao. Other reason is that Balaram, he's born on the Shravan Purnima. And just 8 days, that means Shravan is finished. So next month, Badao starts. So, on that 8th day, Krishna is born, Krishnastami. So he's only 8 days, so almost like twins. Our twins didn't come tonight, did they? Are they here? What was their names?
Minu and Madhura.
Minu and?
Madhura.
Madhura. Oh, they didn't come tonight, did they? No. So we saw the day also, even whenever we have twins, what we like to do, we like to dress them exactly the same. Isn't it? Other reason is, because Mother Yasoda, she's a very smart mother. All our older mothers, they probably already learned, those who are going to be mothers and fathers someday, you should learn some tricks from Mother Yasoda. If they dress them differently, then they'll fight. No, I want Baldao's mukha. No, no, I want Lala's kurta. No, no, I want his zodi. I want his sash. And no, no, I want his flute. No, no, I want his garland. They'll just fight. So Mother Yasoda and Rohini, very smart. They dress them exactly the same and they don't fight. So yesterday we heard how they appeared in Gokul. So how did they get to Nandagam? Well, we know so many demons came, finally these two twin Arjun trees came crashing down. So then Upananda called a meeting of all the cowherd men and he said, you know, this place is not safe, we should go to Vrindavan. We should go on the other side of Jamuna to Vrindavan. There's nice fresh grasses are there, very beautiful place. So they packed up all of their belongings in their highest vans. Bullock carts. And all the gopis and children on the bullock carts, the cowherd men walking around with their bows and arrows, and all around was so many. And Nanda Baba alone has 9 lakhs of cows. So you imagine everybody else, how many cows is there? It looked just like ocean of milk. And where they're going over the hills, looks just like waves in the ocean of milk. And all the bullock carts have very beautiful embroidered canopies made of silk and nice jari embroidery and little laces of pearls hanging down and very colorful flags like that. Very, very beautiful. It looks just like a very celestial river is coming down to join in Sangam with the Jamuna. So they have to go across the Jamuna. And Nandalala is sitting in the lap of Mother Yasoda. Baldava is sitting in the lap of Rohini. And you know, little boys, they ask too many questions, isn't it? All the mothers are laughing, right? They know. They'll ask too many questions. So, Kaniya is there, and so he said, Oh Maya, what is this tree which got a beard? What is this tree which got a beard? Are Maya, ye khanki pair hai jiski dari hai? Ye khanki pair hai jiski dari hai? So Mother Yasoda looked and she said, oh Lala, this is banyan tree. You saw banyan tree? He's got so many beards. Long beards. No, you don't have in Dubai, huh? We have banyan tree? Small one, huh? Because they grow anywhere there's the weather is proper. This is how they got the name. Otherwise we say butt bricks. Huh? We say butt bricks. What do you say in Tamil?
King of trees.
So how he got the name banyan tree, do you know? I read in one book. It was a book describing all the trees of India. See this? The seeds by sea and by sometimes on the boats, they get here and there, and especially in Mediterranean area, along the Mediterranean coast, nice weather is there for banyan trees to grow. So when the merchants would come from India to go to Europe and these places selling their wares, they saw there's banyan tree, they liked this tree, this very thick and very nice shelter. So they would stay under the banyan trees. So merchant class, what do we call? Baniya. So everyone was calling, this is the baniya tree. Huh? This is the baniya tree. Because the baniyas will stay there. This is baniya tree. So Ghazi be naked, known as banyan tree. And he's got big long beards. Are Maya? What kind of tree is this? What leaf has got a tail? What kind of tree is this? What leaf has got a tail? Are Maya? You can't keep it. Just get put a punch. You can't keep it. Just get put a punch. You know punch? Tail. The mother saw, looks at, oh Lala, this is people tree. You saw people tree? His leaf is shaped just like a little heart, and then comes down a little. Punch is there. Just like in front of Prabhupada Samadhi, huge people tree is there, no? In Vrindavan. You saw in Vrindavan, big people tree is there. Then, Lala, he heard some sound. Ari Maya, what is that sound? Huh? Yeah, what's Kahi Maya? The mother is always listening. She said, oh, Lala, this is Peacock. And Peacock, what is he doing? He's calling Keka, Keka, K Radha. Ka Krishna. Peacock is calling Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. But Rupa Goswami explains there's deeper meaning. K means, we have any Bengali here? No Bengali came tonight? Oh, you're not Bengali because you stay in Bengali. K means who? Just like when Sanatana Goswami met Lord Chaitanya in Benares on Dashashwamedh Ghat. Then he told Kayami that everyone says I'm very learned pandit and I'm so foolish I also think, but I don't know Kayami who I am or why I'm suffering this treat up. So Kayami, so what is the question? Who is there who can possibly reciprocate with this ocean of rust that is Rasaras Sri Krishna? He's ocean of rust, he's Rasaras. So who is there who can possibly reciprocate with that ocean of rust that is Rasara Sri Krishna? And the answer is coming, Ka. It is only she, Sri Radha, with her ocean of Mahabhav. She is able to reciprocate with that ocean of rust that is Sri Krishna. Then they went a little further. Oh, Re Maya, what is this? What is this little yellow fruit? Ye kanke, ye choti choti pidi wali palke. It's like now if you go in Vrindavan, you see all the, on the Prikama Marg, when you do Prikama, all the Brijbasi ladies are sitting there with a little tokri full of little yellow fruits. In Hindi we say, ber. What do you say in Tamil? You know bear?
Berika.
Little yellow fruit like this.
Anyway,
in Sanskrit we say Badri. This is where this Badri comes from. You know? It's like this Badrinath, isn't it? Because Lord was performing great penance and austerity, then Lakshmi Devi, she was looking, where my Lord has gone. Then she saw, he's sitting there, no shelter. So she became Badri tree to give shade to Lord Narayan. As if we say Badri Narayan, he's Lakshmi Narayan. The Badri tree is for this Badri tree, that is bear tree, you say. So like this, Lala was asking so many questions, so gradually they crossed the Yamuna, they camped at Chatikara, they made all their shakats, their carts, in a big circle. So that became known, that place became known as Chatikara. Then they camped and they woke up in the morning and began to milk the cows and heat up the milk and make, churn the butter and so many things. Gradually they finally moved to Nandagram. And they came to stay in Nandagram. So, in Bhakti Ratnakar, it says, just see on the western side of Nandeshwar Parvat, the beautiful place where Brindadevi eternally resides and organizes the pastimes of Braj. Do you get pictures of Vrindakunda? You can just show, we're talking about whatever we're talking about, you can show pictures. Just tons of pictures, there's before, after, during festival. So, just see on the western side. Now those who've seen the Vrindakund temple, we have nice photo here we can pass around. We'll get a couple of ones. Pass a couple around with this. It's on one side by the ladies, one side by the gentlemen. So if you sit in the arch of this temple on the 21st of March and on the 21st of September, you will see the sun rise directly behind the temple tower of Nandagam. You know 21st March and 21st September? This is equinox. Day and night is equal. So that means sun will come directly in the east. So when you're sitting, that's why you see one tree is there. I didn't want, the old temple was there, I didn't want to move from in front of that tree. Therefore we had to go over the water and make Jalmahal, water palace. Because when you're sitting there, right on that day, I've watched, first the sky becomes very pink, like Radharani's lotus feet. Then suddenly the sky becomes golden like Mahaprabhu. Then this orange orb completely silhouettes the temple tower of Nandagam and goes up. Then he moves off to the, whichever way, on 21st March he starts moving up, off to the northern side. Until finally when you're looking at, toward Pavan Sarovar, he's coming up. It's like about this, if we're sitting here, then he comes up over there. Then he comes back on 21st September, he comes up here. Then he goes, and there's two-story building is there. He comes up, you can't even see the sunrise. This much he moves. We hear about sun going northern and southern course, huh? But we live in big cities. For us, the sun rises at 1:30 in the afternoon. He sets at, 11:30, he sets at 1:30. Yeah? But we live in Vrindakund. You can watch from this side to this side. This much he moves. So on that day, he'll come directly in the east. So we're directly on the western side. I said, just see on the western side of Nandagam, the beautiful place where Brindadevi eternally resides, and organizes all the pastimes of Braj. His original form is as the goddess of the forest of Vrindavan. Because we say Vrindavan. Van actually means forest. Vrindavan. So it's Brindadevi's forest. And she's the Leela Shakti. She arranges all of the pastimes of Braj. She's like the supreme temple commandress of Braj. She decides where the leaders will be, who will be there, what trees will be there, what flowers they'll have, what colors they'll have, what scents they'll have, what birds will be there, what colors they'll have, what songs they'll sing, who else will be there, what other instruments they'll play. Everything is under her control. She's the supreme temple commandress of Braj. Just like, you know, we sing one Tulsi Kirtan. There's another Tulsi Kirtan. Sometimes we sing a few little verses from that. What's that? Namo re, namo re maya, namo narayani, namo namo, rinde maharani. So in that one verse comes, it says, Chapan bhog and santis bhyanjan. Even if you have chapan bhog, and Satis, 46, what? 47. 36 savories. If there's no Tulsi leaf, Lord doesn't even see. You all became hungry just by hearing, huh? But Lord, he doesn't even, if no Tulsi is there, he doesn't even see. He doesn't accept any offering without Tulsi. In the same way, no pastimes going on in Braj without Brinda Devi's hand in it. She's arranging it. She's the Leela Shakti of Lord Krishna. So, and she keeps little go-downs all over Braj with all the paraphernalia necessary for the pastimes. Just like now, Magh is already gone or is coming? The month of Magh already coming. Going on. No, Magh. This was Magh Mela there in Kumbh Mela. Coming. It's very late this year, so it's coming. A few days is Makar Sankranti. Huh? So, in the month of Magh, Radharani is staying in Javat, not far from Vrindakun or Nandagam, a place called Javat, where she lives with her so-called husband, Abhimanyu, and her mother-in-law, Jatila, and sister-in-law, Kutila. You can just understand, it's like you know Jata, all these sadhus, they have this big Jata, all twisted and turned with tree sap and mud and all kinds of things on top of their head. So this Jata, all twisted and turned, you know, like this. Now, I was so shocked. I went to this Indraduna Maharaj's Polish Woodstock Festival. And what to speak of boy, I saw a girl also having hair like this, all twisted and turned. I lived in Vrindavan too long. It's shocked. So this means Jata. So you can understand Kutila, her mind is also twisted and turned just like this. And Kutila, Su, Vyajanti, he's Su Medasa. Means who's very seedy, straight, you know. Ku means crooked. So, Jatila and Kutila. So, one day Kutila was seeing that every day in this very cold month of Magh, my sister-in-law, Srimati Radharani, is going down to the bank of the Jamuna to take her bath. Now, how is it possible? My sister-in-law, Radharani, she's so soft, she's so komal, she's so delicate. How can she possibly be taking bath in this cold water of the Jamuna in this cold month of Magh? I wonder what's really going on. So she wandered over to Nandagam. And she asked some Nandagam Vasi, what is the news of the Prince of Braj today? Ye Brajaraj ka kya haal hai? It's an our Prince of Braj, every day, very religiously, he's going down to the bank of the Jamuna in this cold month of Magh to take his bath. Oh, really? Very religiously. I wonder what's really going on. So, Kutila, she wandered on down the bank of the Jamuna. And she came just at the bottom of Madan Mohan Temple. There's a place called Praskandananda Tirth. So just in that place, very beautiful flower kunjas there. So suddenly Tulsi Manjari, who was on guard, she comes running into the flower kunj and she says, "Bo, Bo, Devi, I bring you news that is like a thunderbolt for the festival of Cupid that is going on in the flower kunj." Everybody, he said, "Kutila is wandering down the bank of the Jamuna. She's coming in this direction. In fact, she's almost right here now." And Radharani goes, "Oh no, now what are we going to do?" And the Lord says, "Don't worry." He says, "I will go to Vrindadevi. I will get an outfit just like Abhimanyu. I will dress myself like Abhimanyu and I will cut him off. I will cut her off at the pass. And then I will take this pastime to even higher and higher heights." This is a nice Punjabi devotee from Detroit cooking for Vrindadevi. Saroj Netra. Everybody says Saroj Lochana, but she's Saroj Netra. So, Krishna runs out of the kund. She goes to Vrindadevi and says, "Quick, get me an outfit like Abhimanyu." So Vrindadevi has her little godowns here and there. She opens up her godown. She dresses up Thakurji just exactly like Abhimanyu. Then he comes walking from the other direction and he runs into his sister. He says, "Kutila, what are you doing here on the bank of the Jamuna so early in the morning?" "My stupid brother, you never listen to me when I tell you about your wife and this rascal, this lumped and cupped Sri Krishna. But I have heard, because you know your wife is going to take bath every day in the Jamuna, and I have heard from Nandagam that Brajaraj is also going there. So what do you think is going on, my stupid brother? You can't figure it out?" So Abhimanyu goes, "Oh no, I was training one of my new bulls and he broke loose from the plow and ran away, and I've been wandering here and there looking for him. That's bothering my heart, but this news is really bothering my heart. I tell you what, you go there, and if you find them together in the kunj, then you call me, and I will come there from the bushes and watch their nasty activities. And if you don't find them, then you come back here and tell me, and I will see what to do from there." So, Kutila wanders on down to the flower kunj, and she comes walking in, and Lalita Visakha said, "Oh, Kutila, what brings you down here to the bank of the Jamuna so early in the morning?" And Kuti says, "Well, I've come here to learn all about your activities." Learn all you can. I've already learned everything I need to know. "Oh, and please tell us, we want to hear from your own mouth. What is it that you have learned?" Is, "I don't have to tell you a thing. The scent of Hari in this place tells the whole story." Now, Hari also means lion. Don't we sing Jayanara Hari, Jayanara? No? Man? Hari? Lion? "Oh, Kutila! You smell a lion nearby? Oh, you've saved us. We're just poor, defenseless young girls alone here in the forest. And you smell a lion nearby. You've saved us. Don't you girls be so smart. Just tell me, who's inside, who's behind this flower door?" "So how do we know? This must be some demigod's palace, flower house. Open it up and show me." "How can we open up someone else's door?" "Oh, you never open up someone else's door, do you? But I have heard that you're very expert in getting others to open other people's doors. In fact, I've heard you're the self-effulgent acharya in this art." With that, she runs up and kicks down the door of the flower house, and inside, on a bed of malati flowers, she finds Nandanandan's flower garland entwined with Radharani's pearl necklace. And she grabs these things and she comes running out and says, "Just see! Just see what I found." And Radharani says, those things don't belong to me, so I have nothing to fear from you. I know, I'm going to go tell Mother Jatila. She says, you go wherever your fickle mind wants to tell you. Because I'm not afraid at all, because those things don't belong to me. I have nothing to do with it. And Radharani's eyebrows are going up and down, and all the gopis are shaking their fingers and moving their eyes up and down. And suddenly Kutila sees she's surrounded by all these bold gopis in the forest, and she's all alone. He says, you'll see, you'll see. And she runs down the path. Back to where her so-called brother is hiding in the bushes. And she comes and says, my stupid brother. Oh, turn off all these babies so they don't cry. My stupid brother, don't. You never believe me. Look, here is the flower garland of that Lumpet and Kumpet Sri Krishna and your wife, pearl necklace. I found them on a bed of lust. Abhimanyu says, oh no. I'll tell you what I'll do. You give me those two things. Who's got the evidence now? I will go to King Kams. I will show him these things, this evidence. And then he will come with 10 cavalry and 100 foot soldiers and arrest this rascal. But better yet, I will go to Govardhan Mala and tell him this is the pearl necklace of his wife, Chandravali. Why should we have this scandal come on our name? Then we'll both go together to King Kams. He's a good friend of King Kams. We'll both go together to King Kams. So now you run home quickly. And I will go to Govardhan Mala and we'll go to Mitra. So Kutila goes running back to the house, and Nandalala, he begins to wander along the bank of the Jamuna, having a good time, seeing all the trees bowing down with fruits to him and flowing with honey, playing his flute, just having a good time for a couple of hours, long enough that it would take for him to go to Mathura and back. And then he wanders over to Javat. And he comes there and he says, oh mother, oh sister, I have been to see King Kamsa. He's sending 10 cavalry soldiers and 100 foot soldiers to arrest this Lumpet and Kumpet Sri Krishna and throw him into a deep, dark, dingy dungeon. But on the way I heard the most horrible news. That rascal ravisher of young women has dressed up just like me, and he's headed here right now. So you go up on the roof and you get nice gober balls. You know gober? Cow dung. And you put lots of stones and mud inside those gober balls. And you wait for him, and you just take sticks and stones and gober balls and you just wait for that rascal. Now I will take Radharani downstairs and lock her in the room, because you know if she gets even a scent of that fellow, which she will not be able to control her mind. So I will lock her downstairs. You go two stories up on the roof. So where do they go? They go way up on the roof. Now Krishna's downstairs locked with Radharani. And they're waiting for Abhimanyu to come. So now the real Abhimanyu comes. You rascal! You dare to come here! But it's me, your son! We know who you really are! And she throws this big gober ball. Boom! But it's me, Abhimanyu, your son! And Kutila throws one. Pow! Oh, gober all over his clothes, you know. He said, but it's me, your brother, Abhimanyu. We know who you really are. You He says, oh no, my mother and sister. Bam. They must be haunted by ghosts. Bam. And they just start calling him the worst names. Because the Brijbasis, they have, because those who have been to Braj, you know, what they say to each other in love, in other part of the country, you'll have a huge fight. Mol into Hela Bachanantagari, Karila Kata Khan, Pani Kubagari, Deki Cham, Madhupuri, Dehari. Mol into Hela. They have no respect. Oh, Dinbandhu, Aja! Those have been, oh, Dinbandhu, Aja! Mol into Hela Bachanantagari. Now they mix, they're like Japanese, they mix their R's and L's. So this is Gali. Vachananta, every word is Gali. Bolan Tahela Vachananta Gali. Just like Gali. Just like, you know Gopi Pranadana? He translated the Bhagavata. Now he did this Brihad Bhagavatamrita and so many books. So he's got a little son named Gaur Mohan. About 5 or 6 years old. So he lives just next door to our Govardhan Palace. You know, and his son plays with all the Brishbasi boys. So he learned everything. So one day they're playing cricket and the ball went and broke the window of the SDO. The guy who's in charge of electricity. Now there's one guy you don't want to get on the bad side of. It's the SDO. His wife came over to Gopi Paranadana's house and was just screaming, and Gopi and this, he's got a tiny little Russian knife, and they were just shaking. And this little six-year-old boy just came over and he said, "Choop!" And he said all the Brishbali galis, you know. If you don't shut up, then I'm going to do nonsense with your sister and everybody's sister in this colony. And she just went, "Oh, Krishna!" And she started laughing hysterically and she ran out of the house. So, Bolan Duhela Vachana Dagari, Karila Kata. Everywhere you see thorn trees. Pani Kuba Kari. All the water is salty. Deki Sham Marupuri. I've seen your Marupuri Sham. So the worst language. He says, "Oh no, my mother and sister, they've become haunted by ghosts. I'll have to go find an exorcist." And he ran off to find some exorcists. So like this, Brindadevi, she keeps all these little go-downs for whatever the paraphernalia necessary for the leelas. Now when you see, Sisi Radha Sham Sundar Ki. Thank you, happy. Where I go, I see Radha Madhav, I see Radha Ras Bihari, London East. I never see, nobody has Radha Sham Sundar. So, now we feel happy. So, when you see the deity of Vrindadevi, you see that her right hand is raised, giving benediction. In her left hand, she's holding a little lotus flower. And in the lotus flower, there's a little parrot. His name is Daksha. Daksha has 1 lakh of disciples. You see the little tota there? Little silver. So, he has 1 lakh of disciples, and they go all over Braj and come back and tell Brindadevi everything that's going on. This is the VIA. You know CIA? This is BIA, Brindadevi Intelligent Agency. This is how she keeps track of everything that's going. Who's talking to who, who's going where, who's doing what. Everything, they come back and tell Brindadevi everything that's going on. Like that. So in this way, Brindadevi, she's controlling all the pastimes of Braj. Behind Brindakon, we have another. Now you can see, there's a little tota there. And you see the silver lotus flower? And little tota. This is one boy named Paryesh, something like that. Nice Gujarati fellow from London. Young fellow. He donated this. So, behind is another kund that is called Gupta kund. Gupta means secret. I told you I would tell you about this Gupta kund. Because that is the, I told, when we were talking about Kusum Sarovar, I don't know which place we were in now, where I told what story, but Kusum Sarovar is where Radharani picks flowers to meet Krishna at Radha kund, because Radha kund is the Madhyakalin yoga piece. But in Braj, there's 3 yoga pits where only the most confidential sakis and manjaris can come. No one else can come. The Pratyakalin Yoga Pit is Gupta Kund. Because there, every morning, just after the morning pastimes, you know the morning pastimes? Radharani cooks for Krishna. You know, she's got benediction from Durvas Muni. You know the story? No. Alright, now we have to tell more stories. So, one time, Durvas Muni came to Braj. Very, very fierce looking fellow with dhari and jata. Very fierce, carrying his, he's got a little stick, you know, for putting his hand like this for chanting his japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. And he's very famous for being angry. Many of these sadhus you'll meet, you know, they're completely free from lust and greed, you know. They see women just like it is a piece of stone. You give them, offer them some money, they say, we don't want to see. But you do small little apparat, you know, they become so angry. This lust and anger you can, this lust and greed you can control, but this anger, that's very difficult. Right? So this Dravasa Muni, he's a famous, really angry sadhu. So all the gopikas ran away. Today she's here and Radhika's not here. I see Radhika, I don't see Gopika. I mean, I see Gopika, I don't see Radhika. So all the gopikas ran away, but Radhika stayed. And she told Baba, beto, Baba, beto. And then she made a little clay chula, you know, with little clay pots, and she made everything. I'm just like, you know, we go to the store and we buy a little Mattel set, you know, with all the plastic stove and pots and pans, and the girls, they play like they're cooking. Right? So she made from clay like that, just like clay. Then she made little clay tali, and she put little clay katori, she made little sabji and clay puris and clay ladus, everything made of clay. And then she brought it to Dravasa Muni. Said, lo baba, lo baba. Tikai lali, tikai lali, tikai lali. Kari vatni, no? Lo baba, lo baba. Tikai, it's alright lali, it's alright lali. Then she took one of those ladus and she just pushed it into Dravasa Muni's mouth. He never tasted such a wonderful ladu in his whole life. And just from his heart he gave benediction. Now when benediction comes from the heart, when ashirvad comes from the heart, that is very powerful. Just like the Indian children, they're very smart. What do they do early in the morning? First thing they do in the morning, they go to their elders, you know. Grandfather is there, father, mother, uncle is there. What do they do? They bow down and touch the feet. They're going to do be rascals all day long and make them so angry. But in the morning, these elders, they feel some happiness in their heart. From the heart they give it. That's very powerful if you get that benediction from the heart. So he said, Are Lali, whatever you cook will be just as sweet as nectar, and whoever tastes your cooking will never get any disease. Now, when all the Brijbasis heard that Radharani has this benediction, then they insisted that Radharani has to cook for Nandalala. Because then he will never get any disease, means he'll live for a long time, we'll all be happy, and we'll never have any trouble. Because the parents, they always worry too much about children getting sick, isn't it? Especially from West, when we want to take our children to India, then all our parents say, no, there's so much disease there, they're going to get sick and die, don't take. They're always, we have big headache to take our children. To go to India. So, always worrying like this. So they insisted that Radharani has to cook for Krishna. So every morning Radharani comes from Javad to cook for Krishna. One day she made Manohar ladus. You know? Manohar. Heart stealing means enchanting ladus. But this day she stayed behind. She was peeking from the window to see how Chamsundar is going to like these ladu. You need to get some ladu also, huh? Oh. So Nandanandan, he's sitting there, he saw from the corner of his eye that Radharani's peeking from the window. And he saw on his plate all these Manohar ladus are there. So he picked up one of those Manohar ladus. If you're hiding behind the kamba, you're going to have to come out because I'm not going to speak the next line. He took one of these ladus, he popped it in his mouth. You ever tasted neem? Like that, he made face. Radharani became so frightened. What happened? So then Shamsundar, he pushed all his letters over on the Sridham plate. Now Sridham saw that all of Shamsundar's letters has come his plate. He began eating ping, ping, ping. Then Radharani, oh, this rascal is just teasing. So like this, these are the morning pastimes. After that, Then the road that goes right by Vrindakund goes to Barokar, which is Nanda Baba's western Goshala. So Nanda Lala begins to walk down that road. Then Radharani, she tells her friends that, "I heard on the western side of Nandagaon there's a beautiful garden." This is our next stage, because our Vrindakund, the water, soil is very salty. Some things we got. Right now, somehow or other, this Rajani Gandh, this tuberose is coming. Just like we just planted in a rainy season. They came in rainy season, but they didn't do so nice. But now, all of a sudden, the cold season comes. They're just coming and coming. Every day, Radharani gets, Vrindadevi gets these beautiful, I see in your market here, you know, this Rajani Gandh. Inner garland, three or four places, and Giriraj garland, three or four places. We put, so just coming and coming and coming. So some places, we're trying to make this nice garden there. So Radharani tells her friends, "On the western side of Nandagaon, I heard there's a beautiful garden. We should go and see." So she comes by a different place. Nandananda comes by a different way, and they have gooped secret meeting. Actually, as they get close, Radharani becomes stunned. She catches a little glimpse, and she puts her hand on Lalita's shoulder to steady herself. Say, "Hey, Lalita, what do I see? It appears to be a cloud with a constant stream of lightning. And there's a rainbow not only above the cloud, but there's an upside down rainbow below the cloud. And there's beautiful white birds are flying across that cloud. Hey, Lalita, what do I see?" And Lalita says, "Hey, Radhe, that is not a cloud. That is your beautiful Shyam Sundar. That constant flow of lightning is beautiful Pitambar Dhoti. Those white birds you see flying across the cloud, that is the pearl necklace dancing on the heart of your Lord, your Pranana. And that rainbow you see above, that is his peacock feather. The rainbow you upside down you see, that is his Vaijanti Mala. That is your Priya Shyam Sundar." So then Radharani comes there, and a beautiful lotus flower manifests with a beautiful golden throne on the corolla of that lotus. And Radha and Krishna sit on that beautiful golden throne, and all around there's eight petals. And the Astasakis come and sit on those petals. And then eight more petals come in between. Astamandaris are there. Then another 16 petals come. Then 32 petals. Then 64. Then 128. Then 256. Then 512. And after a while, there's megabytes and megabytes of gopis. So this is Guptakam. This is another reason why this place is so special. Because here, every morning, from the eastern side of Nandageshwar Parvat, Purnamasi comes and sits with Vrindadevi, and they plan out all the Leelas of Braj. So this is the Braj Leela Planning Commission. This is the first reason why it's important. Second, this is the first Pratakalin Yogapit. This is the early morning Yogapit of Braj. Every Baba in Braj is meditating on this place every morning. For these two reasons. So this was one Baba Madhav Das was there. Later we find, he never talked about his past. But I met one of his Babaji Ga brothers, who was also initiated originally by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And when there was trouble in Gaudiya Math, they both came to Braj and became Babajis. But he was actually God brother of Srila Prabhupada. He never talked about it. I always felt there's some Gaudiya Math touch. And at the end of his life, he was always telling me that, you know, whatever your Prabhupada has given you, that is the right thing. You follow that. He told me so many Babas are there. They're supposed to be doing Astakali Leela Smarnam. What do? They go, some state is giving Bandara. They go there, eat Puri and Sag. They go home and chant Zed Mantra. Do you know Zed Mantra? This is their Astakali Leela Smarnam. He said, whatever your Prabhupada has given you, that is the right thing. You just follow that. So somehow he found this place. He realized that Vrindadevi, Tulsi is important for all the Vaishnava Sampradayas. Everybody worships Tulsi, chants on Tulsi, be Kanti Mala. So this is important for all the Vaishnavas. So he developed this place, then somehow or other he got cancer. So then he went here and there trying to get somebody to take over. And then I found out that it's a universal mantra. I thought it was the ISKCON mantra. It's a universal mantra. As soon as you have some new project, you go to your temple president or your GBC, you present the whole project to him. What is the first thing he says? No men, no money. Isn't it? No men, no money. But this is not ISKCON mantra, this is universal mantra. Because he went even outside of Gaudiya Sampradaya, everybody said, Baba, no men, no money. This is universal mantra. Then he came to me, and actually I had never been here to Vrindakun. Because the two-story building you can see from the road, so I used to point, oh, there's Vrindadevi's place. We come by the bus on that side, I said, oh, there's Vrindadevi. I never been. As soon as he started describing, I said, oh, Baba, let's go. And we jumped in the temple car, because I was temple president at that time, and we drove out there. We got there, it was summertime, sun was just setting on the western horizon like a big golden orb, big orange ball on the fire on the western horizon. It was all, that time there was nothing but sticker trees there. This is Bilaiti Babul, you know, that just grows like weed and completely, like, looks like hippie, you know, just completely out of, like hair is completely all over the place. You know, the Deshi Babul is very sweet, but this Bideshi Babul is just, doesn't let anything else grow. But so it was just evening, so all the birds were singing. Huh? Peacock was calling. Then we had another bird. He's just bigger than a crow, and he's got reddish brown wings. And he goes. I don't know. We don't have it in English. In Braj, they call it Dogila. He doesn't fly very much. He just hops along the ground in the low bushes. And in the early morning, first thing you hear is the peacocks. Meow! Meow! And one will start and it'll go all around. Meow! 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 It goes all around like this. Then the dogila starts. When it gets a little bit light in the sky, but they're all on different times, you know, so it's all like you're in outer limits or something, huh? Then there's this little jalmurgi, huh? Water chicken, a jalmurgi. He comes, or she comes, they're black with very white breasts, and they walk with their tail going beep, 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 all around the kund. And then they go. And when two of them meet in the morning, even I can't imitate it. It's just like wah 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 wah. Like this, so many birds were singing there. Then we have doves. You ever heard the doves in Vrindavan?
Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam.
And then there's one season they sing. So I just fell in love with this place. This is a wonderful place. Because Nandagam and Barsana are very far away, so we can just go take the devotees on Prikama, we can come to Nandagam and have prasadam and rest. This is a wonderful place. So, in this very important place in Braj. So I told Baba we'll take care of this place on the Chaitra Pratipad. He left this world in front of my eyes. When Govindadasi was there, she made this beautiful picture of Vrindadevi that came on cover of Bhakti Godhead several years ago. She was holding in front of his. Actually, Govinda Maharaj wanted to take me to Jamunanagar, just like now we just came from Jamunanagar. He wanted to take a big program. Two buses were going. But I knew Baba was going to leave any time. You know, because we tried to treat this cancer in so many ways. It's not possible. So I hid. Nobody knew where I was. I didn't come, because I knew they were going to leave right after Mangalarti, so I didn't go to Mangalarti. I hid. But one worker in the guest house, he knew where I was, so he came and said, Baba's leaving about 7 o'clock in the morning. So I came there. We started chanting morning melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Baba's eyes got very big. He was looking at the picture of Brindadevi that Govindadasi was holding, and he went Hare and left this world. So now we have just beside the Kund, we have this Samadhi there. Actually, last when we inaugurated this temple, you saw the picture of inauguration, like this picture that's going around. So that year, our T.K. Chaudhary from next door in Doha, he finished the cleaning and reconstruction of Pavan Sarovar. We inaugurated the Brindakun temple, and we got rain like we hadn't had in 100 years. And Baba Samadhi went like that. So we're rebuilding it right now. We have to rebuild his Samadhi. It's just on this side, behind the temple, right where that hand is now, but behind the side. I don't know if we have any picture of Baba Samadhi. I don't know if we have pictures. But anyway, so did you show the Abhishek pictures? Oh, there is somebody was done. Oh, our Sindhu Mataji is aspiring from the Shri Maharaj. There's Brahmananda. Oh, our Ishwar Puri. We call him Shalagram Maharaj. You know? He looks just like little black shiny Shalagram. Did you find the folder with the Abhishek pictures? Yeah, this was. I was just holding Brindadevi there. Yeah. I was holding her feet. One hand on the shoulder, one hand on the feet. Make sure. So, anyway. How long can we go? I'm watching the clock here. So, we have to tell one more story, because we told this hill is incarnation of Lord Shiva. So one time Lord Shiva, he came to get darshan of Nandalala. So he came walking up the hill to Nanda Maharaj's palace. And you see Lord Shiva, he's got this little X-shaped drum, huh? We call it Damaru. Two little strings and two little balls, and he goes, so Maya Sodashi came outside to see what is all this racket. And she saw one yogi is there. On his gully there's Sam and Bichu, you know Bichu. And Makari. And whole body is covered with rock, ashes. So Mother Yasoda, she saw this horrible yogi, she slammed the door. Are you Maya? I came to get darshan of your Nanda Lala. Baba, mera Lala tumko dekhega to dhar jayega. Tumko dekhega to dhar jayega. You become frightened. No, Maya, main bahut dur se aaya, dur ban se aaya. Main Kailash se aaya, bahut dur se aaya, Maya. Apka ye lal se laya ke Nanda Lala ka darshan hoga. Ye lal se laya ke Nanda Lala ka darshan. I came with this desire to see Nanda Lala. No. Mera Lala tu ko dekhega to dhar jayega. Tu jao yahan se. Said, all right, I'm going to sit here till he comes outside. The Mother Yasoda came out and said, look, Baba, you're not going to sit here all day. I know you, Babas. You only came for one thing that we described yesterday, this roti. Huh? She gave him a whole stack of roti. Said, Baba, you take this and go away. So he became nirash. You know, nirash means hopeless and helpless. And he went away to the forest nearby. And he sat down and he was hoping against hope. What do we say hope in Hindi, you know? Asha. We have any Asha here? Anybody named Asha? In our congregation, somebody Asha named. So, hope against hope. So he became known as Asheshwar Mahadev. Because this is the best hope. We all have this hope that one day we'll get Nanda Lala's darshan. Isn't it? This is all our hopes. So he was hoping against hope. So meanwhile, Lala knew that his best devotee, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, Srimad Bhagavatam says the best Vaishnava is Shambhu. But he couldn't get darshan, he began to cry. And everything Mother Yasoda did to stop his crying got failed. And all the older gopis came. Everyone tried to stop his crying. Nobody could stop his crying. Only one older gopi was there, and she was very intelligent. Ek budi gopi thi or budi man bhi thi. Ek budi tha thi or budi man bhi thi. And she said, somebody has put nazar. Somebody put spell on your lala. So who came here? Mother Yasoda said, oh, well, Upananda came and Abhinanda came. Brisbana Maharaj came this morning. Oh, one yogi came, his whole body covered with rock and sam, bichu, makari. So that yogi has put spell on your lala. Where did he go? I don't know. I gave Mr. Rotis and sent him away. So all the gopis went around the four sides of Nandagam looking for that yogi. And there, far in the forest, he also is called a Sheshurvan, also called Yogivan. So in that forest, they found him sitting there, hoping against hope, meditating. And all the gopis came there and they said, Chalare yogi nandabhavame yasmat mahabulave Paki lala ko nazar lagi topi rainon karave. Chalo yogi nandabhavame, Mother Yasoda is calling you. You put this nazar now, they say, you take rye. Rye means mustard oil and salt, and you cook it all together and you make some ilaj for this thing. Yeah? So they dragged that yogi there. Mother Yasoda opened the door. Lala saw that yogi. He smiled and she slammed the door again. He began to cry. Said, Baba, you got your darshan. Now you stop his crying. He said, Maya, only one way to stop this Lala from crying. So, but how? Tell me. When your Lala's pow will come on my ear, on my head, then this crying will be yours. And Mother Yasoda said, Nahi, Nahi, Nahi. Yeah? I don't know what you say in Tamil. In Hindi we say Nahi. Almost like in English we say Nay, you know. Nahi. And what do we say for yes? Ah. Just like first time when I joined Vrindavan Temple, I went on life membership preaching. We went to one Goyal's house there in Meerut. Our Meerut Baba is here. He's not here tonight. All right, we went to Meerut. Mahesh Goyal. And we were sitting there and I personally witnessed this conversation. I swear to God. Phone rang. Huh? Ha. Huh? Ha. 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 Acha, acha, ji, 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 acha, acha, he, ha, he, ha, 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 namaskar. I only saw one side of the conversation. So all the older gopis, they said, all the older gopis said,
ah.
And Mother Yasoda said, Nahi, Nahi. And all the other gopis said,
ah.
And Mother Yasoda said, Nahi, Nahi, Bichu, Saab, Nahi, Nahi. And the gopis said,
ah.
And so the Haas won. So Mother Yasoda opened the door. She lifted up Nandalala. He put his foot on Lord Shiva's head. And Lord Shiva just began to dance, you know, because he's Nataraj, you know. And Lala, when he saw Lord Shiva dancing, he just began to laugh. And when we see the little boys laugh, you know, that Vatsalya Ras just flows in the heart. So all the gopis, they just said, Rere yogi nandabhava me brich me bason kije. Jab jab mera lala robe, tab tak darshan dije. All day long when we take you on Prickham, we're going chalo, chalo, but now gopis said, Rere yogi nandabhava me brich me bason kije. You forget about that Kailash, now you do Brajabas. Jab jab mera lala robe, tab tak darshan dije. And Lord Shiva said, all right, but there's two conditions. This is not unconditional devotional service. But how? Whenever you bathe your lala, then you bring that water and you pour it on my head. Charnamrit. And whenever you feed your lala, then you bring that uchist, you know, remnants. Means Mahaprasad, remnants. You bring that Mahaprasad to me. Then I will stay here in the courtyard and nobody will let, no demon will come inside this Dandagam. All demon leelas some other place, not in Dandagam. These are two conditions. And even till today, they take that Charanamrita of Lord and Lord Shiva Kupra, the Charate, and after the Raj Bhog, then they bring one plate of Mahaprasad, they bring one patal, they put it there, I know, because across the road from Vrindavan, one Muslim man has his property there, and his son goes there every day and steals that Mahaprasad. So this is the proper way to worship all the Devi Devatas. You offer the bhog to Krishna and the Mahaprasad. They're always anxious to get Mahaprasad to Krishna like this. So Lord Shiva said, I will stay there. No demon will ever come inside this. Nandagam. Nandeshwar Mahadev ki jai. Har Har Mahadev. We can't go longer? Huh? You have to wind up. Alright. So like this, millions and millions of pastimes are happening in Nandagam, and this is a very important place. There Vrindadevi is staying and managing all the leelas of Braj. So you're all welcome to come and see this wonderful place. It's a very wonderful place. We have two swimming pools, Vrindakun and Guptakun. 24 hours in the summertime, we have 24 hour fan, wind is blowing. In the wintertime, the fan turns off automatically. And we have acres and acres of attached baths. So you're all welcome to come and stay there. Hare Hare Krishna. Bo? Hare Krishna? Bo? Bo? Hare Krishna?
Tomorrow will be here earlier, so we start the program on time. You can enjoy 15 more minutes of tea. And tomorrow's topic is on Barsana, Radha and Krishna's playground.
Hare Krishna. Oh, there's our snare.
Tomorrow is the last program. Most likely for children, we are still like humans. We would have programs only in this hall.